moments. But tell us more about the act and the politics behind it.
Well, I'm eager to hear that YouTube segment myself. But just briefly, as you say, the Employee Free Choice Act is hardly the accurate name for it. We refer to it as the Employee Forced Choice Act because it does exactly that. It allows the unions to impose a choice on the workers. They've got to decide whether to sign a card signifying support or opposition to a union in front of the union organizer, in the parking lot at night or at their home, surrounded by their family. The union would be free to go to the worker over and over and over again, harass them for their vote. And there has been a great deal of evidence in the past of intimidation as well as false information given to workers. One of the most noted liberals in America, George McGovern, has come out against the Employee Free Choice Act, saying that it would only perpetuate that kind of bad behavior by some labor organizers. And so we're very, very focused in trying to defeat it. And you had raised it just a minute ago, Mike, about the political forces that are involved. Organized labor has committed to spending between $300 and $500 million on this election, which has got to be the largest single interest group investment in buying influence in Washington in the history of American politics. It just simply completely dwarfs anything else we've ever seen. And so it really is going to be a huge fight. As you probably know, the Employee Free Choice Act passed the House of Representatives last year. It had a majority of support in the U.S. Senate, and it was held off by a determined minority, which filibustered the legislation. But they are within 8 votes of being able to knock down a filibuster. It's no certainty yet whether they'll have a veto or not of a card check, depending on the outcome of the elections. But this thing hangs in the balance, and as you noted, the Colorado Senate race is one of those races that will impact the progress of this legislation.
Yeah, it's a very important campaign issue, as you indicate, since either Mark Udall or Bob Schaefer will be our junior senator from Colorado, and I think people here would like to know how either of those individuals or each of those individuals will vote on this bill. And when you hear the answer to the question in the YouTube debate, I think that should be clear.